Hello.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Friday.
What's up, gamers?
What's up, gamers?
What's up, gamers? Welcome to a...
Be sure to smash that subscribe button.
Minecraft Let's Play.
Oh, God.
Hello.
Hello.
Happy day after Halloween, Bailey.
Yeah, happy post-Halloween.
Thank
you. I did not go trick-or-treating.
I did.
Did you see President Monaco?
I did.
What yeah. was his costume this year?
Okay, he was dressed as a lion...
Okay.
The cowardly lion, and
oh, okay.
I don't know who he was with. I don't know if he's married, but but he sure was with a woman's who was dressed as Dorothy. So
oh,
they were. He was like the what do they call it?
The cowardly lion.
Okay. I don't remember. And she had the little basket with Toto.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've heard. I hope Anthony Monaco isn't listening to this, but I've heard he's very awkward. To interact with.
Yeah.
And he sure was. It was very awkward. It was not the most comfortable interaction I've had in my life.
Interesting.
He was like, please take candy. And I was like, okay. And then Abby and I were both not in costume. We were just we just looked very girly, party girly. Mm-hmm. And basically he was just like, please take the candy.
Please.
And we were like, okay, we weren't even in costume, and then he was like, please take more. We were like, okay.
Yeah, pop by.
Very uncomfortable, but yeah.
Yeah, so.
Anyways, this is Awkward on Air, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
This is DJ Bailey.
And DJ Dorothea.
And
here's some music.
You want to try to.
So what you gotta be?
talk too much. No hesitation. What are we waiting for?
It's a shame it has to be. Oh, has to be all or nothing in life. It's a shame it has to be all or nothing, all or nothing. It's a shame it has to be all or nothing in life. It seems funny that we can't be friends now, even though we've had it right from the start. Because you can't make the love work, now we're left in no man's land with nothing but scars. It's alright that you've moved on, 'cause in time I will smile when I see you happy. So baby, 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 push me from your memory, 'cause I'm still holding on to a thread that keeps me sad instead. It's a shame it has to be all or nothing, all or nothing. It's a shame it has to be all or nothing in life. It's a shame it has to be all or nothing, all or nothing. It's a shame it has to be all or nothing in life. And I've tried to drown my sorrows, I got high and hit the bottom, but I couldn't drink enough to forget your love. Oh, what's really gonna get me through tomorrow? Is that I know I won't be so hollow when I'm looking back in time. And I don't feel bad, I feel fine. It's a shame it has to be all or nothing, all or nothing. It's a shame it has to be all or nothing in life. It's a shame it has to be all or nothing, all or nothing. It's a shame it has to be all or nothing in life.
Welcome back. How was the trip to the river?
Oh, it was just fantastic.
Lucky you not being around for all of that rain.
It sure looks like a lot of runoff. Anyways, I've got to get going. Let's catch up soon.
Sounds good.
Woof. Jingle, jingle.
Hey, wait. You got to make sure you pick that up.
Really? But no kids play in this part of the neighborhood, and it's decompostable, isn't it?
True, but all of that rain and stormwater runoff will pick things up like fertilizer, pesticides, trash, and dog waste, which will go down the nearest drains and waterways and end up in streams, lakes, and rivers.
Make sure you pick up dog waste to keep bacteria out of our water.
We want to keep it swimmable and boatable.
Wouldn't want Buddy putting a damper on your next trip to the local river. Brought to you by the Mystic River Watershed Association.
Thank you all for listening to this piece of PSA from the WMFO.
Though that was real life.
Yes, we... We don't have a dog in here, what?
What's up, gamers? Welcome to another...
No, we're not doing this again.
Welcome to another role play... Dog walking role play?
I don't like that. Maybe not.
Well, lucky for us.
No one's lucky in this situation.
Like, okay. I don't know how to end this set.
synthetic sundown, 45 minutes till the shit set it. Check it for the kid, I had a chin check him, big move. And we teach him big lessons over here. Two folk coming heavy like we bench pressing. And I'm gonna deliver every time just like a sent message. In the south, then I'm feeling like a pimp, you a simp. I don't feel bad for you, I ain't sympathetic. I just hit the peak, got the kids sweating, out of town chick trying to tell her what a big red is. I'm a Kentucky boy to the death, going get it through your head until it's motherfucking embedded. She said that I'm full of myself, go ahead and bust it open, I'ma show you what a big head is. Half of us ain't even got a whip, and we try and grip brain, first step is going get ready. Hit you with the words of wisdom. Ooh. New balance on me while I'm searching for sun. Try and touch me out in public cause they hurt them the one. I peel off like my skin when it get burnt in the sun. Self-conscious face blush with ease. Levi's put a taper on my dungarees. But I'm still on the block when it's 103 and humid in the city, but I'm sitting comfortably, yeah. I'm off a tab with that synthetic sundown, 45 minutes till the shit set it. Check it for the kid, I had a chin check him, big move. And we teach him big lessons over here. Two folk coming heavy like we bench pressing. And I'm gonna deliver every time just like a sent message. In the south, then I'm feeling like a pimp, you a simp. I don't feel bad for you, I ain't sympathetic. Whoa.
doing here? Waiting on someone to show up in my reflection. Cause I see what I always do. That's a false direction. Leaving me away from you. Oh, I gotta be somewhere soon.
Y'all,
welcome back.
there was some news that happened last night on Halloween.
What was
that we've all been waiting for?
What was the news?
6 years exactly. The final reunion of My Chemical Romance since their disband in 2013.
I pulled up that sound effect just for the announcement.
I had the tragedy of getting into the band a year after they disbanded, so I was like, wow, can't wait to go see him in concert. And my friend was like, buddy.
War story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yesterday they announced that they're playing a reunion show in LA.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know if it's confirmed, but there are rumors that they're going on tour.
Yeah.
Which is exciting.
Hope they come to Boston.
Yeah.
I will buy tickets in 2 seconds.
Yeah. Fun fact, they played their last show like 15 minutes from me in New Jersey.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you go to it?
Nope.
That's sad.
Because when did they disband?
2013, so you would have been 13.
Yeah. No, they played like... Yeah, really close to where I live, and if only I knew. Yeah, because at the time I did not know who they were.
Yeah, I had a friend who got to see, like, during the last tour, My Chemical Romance play the same concert as Green Day.
Oh, so. A dream. Yeah. Well, at least they're together now, and maybe they'll come to Boston.
Yeah, I submitted on my app, Bands in Town, I submitted Come to Boston.
Yeah,
my one vote will save us all.
I know, it'd be so fun to see them. We're gonna get the whole squad together.
The one thing I'm wondering the most is, are they gonna, like, put out new music together, or are they just doing this for, like, a last tour?
I kind of hope they don't make new music.
Yeah, I kind of hope that they stick to their old music, but I'm also curious, like,
if
they're just doing this for, like, the memories for the fans, or if they're doing it because they wanna produce more music together and be a group again.
Yeah, I hope, like, if they do a tour, it's just, like, the old stuff, and then they, like, write more, you know, and then they release more music.
Yeah.
Or maybe play, like, one new song on the tour or something. Mm-hmm. But I just really want to hear those old bops.
Those old slappers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyways, also, we have a music fact for today.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, it's kind of a dry day.
Oh.
October. Well, or no, it's November now.
Past week being rainy, I guess.
Hoot hoot. All right, the fact. 1 year ago in 2015, Taylor Swift was being sued for $42 million for allegedly stealing the lyrics to her hit 2014 song Shake It Off, which topped music charts around the world. R&B singer Jesse Bram, I don't know, claimed in legal papers that Swift stole the words from a song he wrote in 2013 called Haters Gonna Hate. I don't know what came of the lawsuit, so you guys just have to research that for yourselves, you lazy.
This is killing me. I have to know.
Well, you have a phone with a connection to the internet.
Guess I'll die.
Guess I'll die then. Put it to good use. That's what my mom is always like. She's like, maybe you should use that phone for something useful, actually. And, like, whenever I have, like, a question about, like, the world, she's like, well, you have a phone, don't you? Just look it up. Mom, if you're listening, I love you.
Thank you to everyone who listens in every week.
Yeah.
I love you. And most of you are family, I presume.
Family and friends.
It means a lot to us
and
for our steady 15 viewers.
Yes, we have 15 listeners today.
So
from all over the world. yeah, it's friends and family, but also that one guy that
fans.
Called once. That
one
guy
who
called.
One guy who called in. You're our biggest homie.
We didn't put it on the air, but there was this. It was like two times ago, I think, two broadcasts ago. Someone called and said he was. I forget his name.
I don't know.
But we did not know him, and he called and was like, "I'm walking to Davis to get lunch or breakfast or something with my mother, and I like your show." And we were like, "Ah,
honored
fan,
an honor mystery man."
I forget his name, but if you're listening,
personal
you know who you are.
Personal invitation to the show.
Personal invitation to the show. Show up at Curtis Hall at...
You know the time.
You now know the place. Just show up. If you may know what we look like. I don't know
or
if you're a stalker
not.
Fan.
I mean, if you follow the Insta.
Yeah.
Oh,
Insta plug. Bailey.
At Awkward On Air. It's just that.
Follow us. Follow we post us. Good, sexy photos.
And you can comment songs you'd like to hear on the show.
Yeah.
Or suggestions like, hey, stop that.
Hey, stop introducing yourself as, what's up, gamers? Anyways, gamers, we're going to play some more tunes for ya.
Hope you enjoy.
We hope you like them.
I didn't like that.
Hanging on a wall. No.
Hello.
Thank you all for listening this past hour. Happy to have you guys listen in every week.
Very happy.
Yeah.
That you don't leave us with zero listeners.
It would just show one on the screen because it would just be us, the station. Oh,
18!
18! Wow. This is truly an honor to have you guys with us here today, even though we have 6 minutes left.
Yeah.
But
we wanted to celebrate My Chemical Romance's reunion.
We did indeed.
With an iconic
slapper. Not one of the typical OGs, but like a good one nonetheless.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, we have to hit him with the obscure one to show him.
We don't want to be too emo. We don't want to leave on that note.
We're not going to hit you with the Black Parade.
Yeah, that's a little too much.
Might make you cry a little bit. Also,
it's a Friday afternoon.
We're not basic, so.
Not basic.
Thank you for tuning in. This has been Awkward on Air. And you're listening to 91.5 WMFO.
Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Who said it better? Vote on the Instagram.
A poll.
Yeah, I'm going to put a poll. Who signed out the radio better? Well, thank you for listening. We'll see you next week. Have a good Halloween weekend.
Have a good weekend. Make good choices.
Make sure to smash that like button, gamers, if you enjoyed the video. Stay hydrated.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. Enjoy the
Make sure
next
you subscribe.
Just stop.